If you want to hang out or use the restroom at Starbucks, you're going to have to buy something. Starbucks on Monday said it was reversing a policy that invited everyone into its stores. A new code of conduct, which will be posted in all company-owned North American stores, also bans discrimination or harassment, consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. Starbucks spokesperson J.C. Anderson said the new rules are designed to help prioritize paying customers. Anderson said most other retailers already have similar rules. "We want everyone to feel welcome and comfortable in our stores," Anderson said. "By setting clear expectations for behavior and use of our spaces, we can create a better environment for everyone." The code of conduct warns that violators will be asked to leave, and says the store may call law enforcement if necessary. Starbucks said employees would receive training on enforcing the new policy. The new rules reverse an open-door policy put in place in 2018. After two black men were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks where they had gone for a business meeting. The individual store had a policy of asking non-paying customers to leave, and the men hadn't bought anything. But the arrest, which was caught on video, was a major embarrassment for the company. At the time, Starbucks chairman Howard Schultz said he didn't want people to feel less than if they were refused access. "We don't want to become a public bathroom, but we're going to make the right decision 100% of the time and give people the key," Schultz said. Since then, though, employees and customers have struggled with unruly and even dangerous behavior in stores. In 2022, Starbucks closed 16 stores around the country, including 6 in Los Angeles and 6 in its hometown of Seattle, for repeated safety issues, including drug use and other disruptive behaviors that threatened staff. The new rule comes as part of a push by Starbucks' new chairman and CEO, Brian Niccol, to reinvigorate the chain's sagging sales. Niccol has said that he wants Starbucks to recapture the community coffeehouse feeling it used to have before long drive-through lines, mobile order backups, and other issues made visits more of a chore.